page 26, Report on State and Federal Legislation by Frank Welty, Director of Advocacy and Governmental Affairs, State Legislation. The California Council of the Blind is sponsoring two bills this year in the state legislature. We encourage you to contact your state legislators and ask them to support these bills. The first bill is AB 1787, and the author is Assemblyman Sandra Swanson. Currently, notices of proposed state regulations are formatted so that it is difficult for a person using screen reading software to read these documents to determine which portions of the regulations are being revised. This is because modified language is indicated typographically. Changed text is printed in italic or underlined characters, and deleted text is printed in strike-through characters. AB 1787 would require the state to make notifications of proposed regulations available in a format that is more readable for blind and visually impaired Californians by using narrative text to explain modified language. We have reintroduced our bill that would require agencies that serve the blind as a condition for receiving state funding to reserve at least 20% of the seats on their boards of directors for people who are visually impaired. The bill is AB 2430, and the author is Assemblyman Wesley Chesbro. CCB contends that an agency that receives state funds to provide services to the blind community is accountable to that community and to the rest of California's taxpayers as well. Accountability can best be achieved when the boards of directors of agencies serving the blind include meaningful representation from our community. A nonprofit agency serving primarily women or ethnic minorities would lack credibility if its board of directors consisted mostly of white males. Even so, a blindness service agency board made up almost entirely of sighted people, no matter how well-intentioned or professionally qualified, will not have the direct community input that is necessary to ensure the trust of the community and the relevance of the agency's programs to that community. Page 27. We received numerous complaints of mismanagement of the Business Enterprise Program in California. CCB will be working hard to promote positive change in the BEP program so that more opportunities can be opened up for Californians wishing to operate food service businesses in government facilities. Regular readers of The Blind Californian are aware of the problem of discrimination against people with visual impairments in the entertainment industry. This industry is a significant segment of our state's economy. If blind people are to attain employment parity here, the entertainment industry must remove the existing barriers to the employment of blind entertainment professionals. CCB will work to bring about these necessary changes. Once again, the state legislature is facing a very large budget deficit, $20 billion, for fiscal years 2010 and 2011. The governor's proposed budget includes a variety of harsh and disproportionate cuts to essential state services. CCB will stand with other groups to resist further budgetary attacks on California's most vulnerable citizens. Page 28. I encourage each of you to contact your assembly member and your state senator to let them know how various state programs touch your life and how important it is that these programs be preserved. Federal legislation. Congratulations are in order for the contingent of CCB members who, mostly at their own expense and with help from several CCB chapters, Randolph Shepherd Vendors of California and Randolph Shepherd Vendors of America, participated in the 2010 ACB Legislative Seminar in Washington, D.C. CCB's team included first-timers Ruben Armenta, Lena Bandy, Alice McGrath, Linda Perel, Rob Turner, and veterans Artis Bazin, David Hanlon, Roy Harmon, Dan Kaiser, Donna and Mitch Pomerantz, and Jeff Tom. The group shared information about issues of concern to blind and visually impaired Californians to staff members in the offices of both of our senators and of the majority of California's 53 members of the House of Representatives. We are making progress in persuading our members of Congress to co-sponsor bills that we are supporting. See my column in the winter issue of The Blind Californian for descriptions of them. H.R. 734. The Quiet Car Bill, now has 200 co-sponsors, including 17 Californians, and the Senate version, S-841, has 26. The Video and Communications Accessibility Act, H.R. 3101, has 38 co-sponsors, including 7 Californians. The Car Donation Bill, H.R. 571, has 138 co-sponsors, 15 from California. Finally, the bill that would eliminate the Medicare waiting period, H.R. 1708, has 105 co-sponsors, including 13 Californians, and the Senate version, S. 700, has 20 co-sponsors, including Barbara Boxer. We encourage you to call your congressional representatives and U.S. senators in support of all of these bills. You can reach the office of your member of Congress by calling the U.S. Capitol Switchboard at 202-224-3121. You can get detailed information about CCB's legislative activities by reading my legislative reports, which will be posted regularly on CCB's website at ccbnet.org and distributed on our various email lists. You can listen to the reports by calling CCB's toll-free phone number, 800-221-6359, on evenings and weekends. Read the California Connection to find out when my next legislative report will be updated. For federal legislative information, please check with the Washington Connection, 800-424-8666, or on the ACB website at acb.org.